Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Seven people have been killed in shootings at two businesses in an Oceanside community just south of San Francisco.
The seven victims were killed at two different locations, one a farm, another a distribution center just a mile away. It happened in Half Moon Bay, California, south of San Francisco. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus says a suspect is in custody and that he acted alone.
The suspect, identified as Chung Lee Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
They believe he's a co-worker of the people he shot. Governor Gavin Newsom tweets, tragedy upon tragedy. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Another person has died after being shot at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California, Saturday, bringing the total dead to 11. Police say the 72-year-old gunman shot and killed himself. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said his deputies searched the man's home.
We recovered one 308 caliber rifle, numerous electronic devices such as cell phones, computers, etc., items that lead us to believe the suspect was manufacturing homemade firearm suppressors.
PowerOutage.us says more than 125,000 customers in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine are without power after heavy snow fell in the region. WBZ-TV's Ken McLeod.
Well, I don't know what we'll eat. I guess we'll have some cold supper because the power's out. But after that, we'll probably get the plow out if it has stopped by then.
John Lowen got plenty of exercise shoveling his driveway. He's got no power, but he's taking it in stride.
We can't complain. It's almost the end of January, and this is the first real snow we've had. I mean, we've had a couple that cleaned up and melted away.
Now, a story of a miraculous survival from CBS's Jim Crisula.
Two girls, 8 and 10, escaped from a car that went into a frigid lake in western Michigan and then survived the night in soggy coats and bare feet before finding help. The girls' 52-year-old father died in the incident, which is still being investigated.
Attorneys for the family of a 29-year-old black man, Tyree Nichols, say video shows Memphis police beating him for 3 minutes. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with officers during a traffic stop. Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells.
He was less than 80 yards away when they murdered him. Yes, I said murder.
Five Memphis police officers who, like Nichols, are also black, were fired. Police say an investigation determined that those officers used excessive force or failed to intervene and render aid. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's a brand new week. A lot to talk about today. Welcome to the program. America is number one in gun ownership and gun deaths. It's time to wake the hell up. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, Joe Manchin wants the president to negotiate with terrorists. I'll tell you about that. Ruben Gallego has launched a bid against Kyrsten Sinema. He says the rich and powerful don't need any more advocates. I'll give you the details on that. At the top of our second hour, conservative Charles Sauer is going to drop by and explain how the GOP can justify holding America hostage over the debt ceiling and refuse to pay the bills that Donald Trump ran up. Also, in our second hour, the airlines appear to be scheduling flights they can't fulfill and are fueling the travel nightmares. Isn't this fraud? How many companies in America can take money from customers for products that they know they can't ship out? I mean, can you imagine if you went on Amazon and bought two or three things and then they kept your money and said, sorry, we actually didn't have those things. We're just going to send you a credit that you can use for something else now that we have your money. Also, in the second hour, Analia Mejia is going to be on with us talking about the 50th anniversary Roe v. Wade, which was yesterday, and why some women now had to be at death's door to get a miscarriage. And Dave Neiwert of Daily Kos is going to drop by at the top of our third hour. He's all about the right-wing attacks on the power grid. And also in our third hour, America needs housing for people to live in, not for corporations to make money from. So we've got a lot to talk about today, you know, a lot on the schedule, as it were, plus whatever's on your mind at 202-808-9925. Although, you know, advance warning, our second hour will be call light, but the rest of the hours we'll be taking lots of calls, just because we have two guests in that second hour. But I want to start out with today's daily take, my rant from the HartmanReport.com, or HartmanReport.com. It's titled, America's number one in gun ownership and gun deaths. It's time to wake the hell up. You know, of course, yesterday, 10 people were murdered by a mass shooter in California. It's the 37th mass shooting of this year. We're 23 days into 2023, and over 2,200 Americans have already died of gun violence. We are literally the only developed country in the world that allows unconditionally allows civilians to own military-style assault weapons, that allows open carry, and that lets gun manufacturers openly buy politicians. Thank you, Supreme Court. And as a consequence, we are the only country in the world where the leading cause of death for children is being blown apart by bullets. America has just a bit more than 4% of the world's population, but we have 40% of the world's guns in civilian hands. For every 100 people in America, there are 120 guns. Next highest on the list among developed nations is Canada, 34 per 100 people. And none of those are assault weapons. And all the other developed countries are lower down in that list. South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan, for example, all clock in at fewer than one gun per 100 people. Keep in mind, we have 120 guns per 100 people. We all not only lead the world in gun ownership, but we also lead the world in gun deaths. This is from the American Journal of Medicine. U.S. homicide rates are 7 times higher than other high-income countries, driven by a gun homicide rate that's 25 times higher. For 15 to 24-year-olds, the gun homicide rate in the United States was 49 times higher. Firearm-related suicide rates are 8 times higher in the United States. Unintentional firearm deaths, 6.2 times higher in the United States. Overall, firearm death rate in the United States from all causes is 10 times higher. Astonishingly, they had 90% of all women killed by firearms in 23 developed and wealthy countries. 90% of all the women killed in those countries are right here in the United States, as well as 91% of all children killed by firearms right here in the United States. And you add up the population of those countries, and it's more than twice the population of the United States. This is just breathtaking. Other countries have gotten their gun violence under control by basically a couple of simple things. Number one, they banned military-style assault weapons. Number two, if you want to have a gun, that's fine. You must be registered. Your gun must be registered, and you must be licensed. I would add, I think in the United States, that we should also include mandatory liability insurance like we do for cars. 57% of Americans agree with this. 85% of Democrats want stricter gun laws in America. But then you've got two problems. And it's really two problems that are driving this. Number one, you've got a Supreme Court that has been saying since 1976 that since 78 in the case of corporations, if corporations want to buy politicians, that's just fine. That's not illegal. That is their exercise of their First Amendment right under free speech, because corporations are persons and therefore they're entitled to constitutional rights, which is a doctrine that was never put into place by any legislature anywhere in this country. No state, no federal legislature, nobody has ever even proposed such legislation that corporations are persons that should have rights under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Never. But the Supreme Court came up with this on their own, and they have made it our law. I shouldn't say the Supreme Court. 5 corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court have made this our law. And as a result, you've got the firearms industry owning large chunks of the Republican Party. And a couple of Democrats, but mostly Republicans, almost exclusively now Republicans. So that's one part of the problem, is that the gun industry can legally purchase politicians to protect themselves. The second part of the problem is that we now have a Republican Party since Donald Trump, since 2015, that openly embraces the idea of civilians murdering politicians and each other over politics. After Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted, Madison Cawthorn, who was then a congressman from, I believe, North Carolina, Republican congressman, said that Republicans should be armed and dangerous. He was celebrating the quote, victory of Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, who asked his mother to drive him 200 miles with an AR-15 to a protest. As Jeff Tiedrich pointed out this morning in his Substack, if I had asked my mother to do that, it would have been a week before she stopped slapping me silly. Please drive me someplace with an assault weapon so I can shoot at protesters, unarmed protesters. And he killed two and blew half the arm off another one. After the Rittenhouse verdict, Marjorie Taylor Greene said, and I quote, "Guns are the only thing holding back the communist revolution the Democrats are waging." I mean, as long as we have neo-fascists like these in the Republican Party trying to push America toward a civil war, opposition to gun control seems to be the main issue that Republicans are embracing. Because it appears that they're enthusiastic about seeing Democrats and people of color die at the hands of vigilantes. In fact, after the Black Lives Matter protests, support for gun control among Republicans went from 36% down to 22%. It used to be that Republicans opposed gun control because of the NRA money. But now it appears it's because, hey, you know, an armed society is a right-wing society. I mean, it's just, this is just boggling, just mind-boggling. The rest of the world is looking at us going, what the hell? It's way past time to wake the hell up and do something about guns. The number to call your members of Congress, this today is the day you should be calling, right now. 202-224-3121. You have one member of the House of Representatives and two senators. You can call all three of them with that number, 202-224-3121.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Write it down, stick it on your refrigerator, memorize it. Call 202-224-3121 to let your member of Congress know what you think.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, a couple of other quick stories here. Joe Manchin says it's a mistake for the White House to want Democrats to address the debt ceiling without the GOP. He said this was yesterday on one of the talk shows. He says it's a mistake to deal with the debt ceiling without negotiating with congressional Republicans. Every American has to live within a budget. If they don't, they're in trouble financially. Every business that's successful has to live within a budget. Every state has to live within a budget. Shouldn't the federal government have some guardrails to say, hey, guys, you're overreacting here and you're overspending? But then pick your priorities. That's all, he said. Well, we do have a budget. It gets passed by Congress every year. It defines how much we can spend. Congress already passed this budget. You had four budgets passed during the Trump administration. You've had, you know, two of them, I believe, passed during the Biden administration. Congress agreed to those budgets. Those are your guardrails, your budget. And now all that the Biden administration is asking Congress to do is let them pay the bills that Congress already agreed to. This is like, you know, walking into a restaurant and sitting down and having a nice meal. And then when they bring the check, say, oh, well, I'm not going to pay the check. Or it's like buying a new car on your credit card. And then when the credit card bill arrives, after you've been driving the car for a month, saying, no, I don't think I'll pay that credit card. I mean, this is just pathetic. And here you have Joe Manchin saying, oh, no, but Democrats need to be talking to Republicans. Well, you know, Bernice called just a moment ago and said, yeah. Negotiate with the Republicans. Start out by saying, all right, let's repeal the Trump tax cuts and maybe the Bush tax cuts and the Reagan tax cuts as well. Let's go back to when America actually worked economically. You know, I think that's probably a good idea. The problem, of course, is Republicans will immediately say, oh, yeah, see, the Democrats, they just want to raise your taxes because they're masters at this. And the Democrats know that the Republicans will play that game and it will hurt the Democrats. So the Democrats are, you know, the Republicans are saying, well, we're waiting for you to tell us how much you're going to cut and where. And the Democrats are saying the same thing. Okay, Republicans, what do you want to cut and where? Joe Manchin, by the way, also said that Social Security and Medicare should be evaluated by a committee that would make the two programs more financially secure and stable. Well, how do you do that? You cut people off the programs. Raise the retirement age to 75 or something like that. Meanwhile, down in Arizona, Representative Ruben Gallego has formally announced his 2024 campaign for the United States Senate for the seat held by right-winger Kyrsten Sinema. He noted, the problem isn't that Senator Sinema abandoned the Democratic Party, it's that she abandoned Arizona. She's repeatedly broken her promises and fought for the interests of Big Pharma and Wall Street at our expense. He says, I'm running for the U.S. Senate because the rich and powerful don't need any more advocates in Washington, but families who can't afford groceries do. By the way, speaking of the rich and powerful in Washington, this morning on Joe Scarborough's program, they had a bunch of people from the so-called Problem Solvers Caucus and the so-called No Labels, well, it's not so-called, it's their actual name, the No Labels group that is behind the Problem Solvers. These guys, in my opinion, are simply shills and front men. They were all men this morning for giant corporations. I mean, you know, No Labels and Problem Solvers. All they want to do is basically go back to the Republican Party of essentially Dwight Eisenhower and Richard Nixon, a Republican Party that works for and on behalf of big money all the time in every situation. And they're talking about fielding a third-party candidate for president. Because, and, you know, they'll find some corporate Democrat like, you know, Josh Gottheimer or somebody like that. He's, you know, one of the more prominent guys in the so-called Problem Solvers Caucus, Democrat from New York, who is, you know, totally in the bag with corporate money and totally fine with taking, you know, hey, bring it on. More money, more money. Gallego, though, is serious about running against Sinema, and this is going to be real interesting because you got Sinema, who's going to run as an independent,
And I mentioned the presidential possibility of an independent race. In fact, the No Labels people have filed now. They spent $30 million to file in all 50 states for the presidency. They will, of course, siphon votes away from the Democrats, by and large. Because the Democrats are actually solving problems, too. And so the ideological Republicans could win the White House because of this effort. And the same thing could happen in Arizona, where Kyrsten Sinema could pull enough votes away from Gallego that you end up with Kerry Lake in the United States Senate, or Masters, the guy who ran in the last election. So, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. I'm not super optimistic about it. Patrick in East Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, Tom, I just want to call out your wonderful article from a while ago in Salon about the two Santa Claus strategy that the Republicans have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to rehearse your arguments. I know you'll come back to it. But my point's to add to what you're arguing and how to understand why the Democrats are going after this in the wrong way. Because there's no negotiation to be had on the debt ceiling. And the reason is there is no debt ceiling. And I would, ask your listeners to read Robert Hockett's article in Forbes today, where he lays out that it's a phony debate because it's a phony limit. And the reason is that the budget bills, as you've been saying, set the amount that the U.S. has to pay. And not only is it illegal to not pay those bills, but it's illegal to threaten a default. And it's never happened. They shut down the government, but they never default. And the threats of default dramatically harm the economy. So the real question, Tom, in this phony debate, and framing is crucial, is why are the Democrats going along with the debt ceiling?
I agree.
Pretending, and Robert Hockett answered this, and he said they're making a fatal mistake. They're learning the wrong lesson from 1995 when Newt Gingrich dredged up the 1917 Bond Act, which has been overturned by the 74 budget bill that controls. And they're trying to take political advantage, but they're also getting on board with imposing Social Security austerity and the Simpson-Bowles Commission, which is what Biden did and Gore did and Kerry did and Hillary Clinton did. What you should be saying and what we should be saying is lift the cap, fund Social Security, tax people above that, regulate drug prices, impose fair taxes, because Treasury can borrow.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Patrick. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Pick up your phone calls here on the other side of this break. Finding a gift he'll actually like can feel impossible. Luckily, mancrates.com is perfect for his birthday, anniversary, or any occasion. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll love, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put that on my list. Or the Grillmaster crate featuring a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and cast iron smoker box. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com to save 15% on his perfect gift. That's RADIO15 at mancrates.com. RADIO15 at mancrates.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report, a total of 7 people have been shot and killed at 2 separate locations in Half Moon Bay, California. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
The suspect was not immediately located. Shortly thereafter, 3 additional victims were also located, deceased with gunshot wounds at a separate shooting scene.
Corpus now says a 67-year-old man, Chun Li Zhao, has been arrested.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay.
The shootings happened at a mushroom farm and a trucking firm, both agriculture-related businesses. Police haven't released a motive for the shootings. California Governor Gavin Newsom says it's tough to pass effective gun control laws.
We're up against hardcore zealots and right-wing judges, not just politicians, that are trying to roll back progress.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Vicki in Chicago. Hey, Vicki, good morning. What's up? I guess it's still morning in Chicago. What's on your mind today?
From the great state of Illinois, where our sheriffs have said that they won't enforce the new gun control laws.
Yeah, brilliant,
and
isn't it?
I, I want to thank you for reminding us that the number one cause of death of children in our country now is from bullets. And I think the problem is it goes back to me to an author named Scott Peck, who's a little problematic, but he wrote a book called People of the Lie.
Mm-hmm. Scott Peck, actually.
Yeah. And I really think, you know, it's like it's all this. Our country is a place with a lot of trauma on all sides. And until people do that work, they go in for these lies or they knowingly are just seeking power and use lies to achieve that power. And that's really what we're dealing with. And the whole right to life thing, we lament the hypocrisy of it. And the thing is, these people right now, it looks like they've got a plan. And taking the metal detectors out of Congress, it's very, you know, not much discussion about that. But my personal feeling is this is very orchestrated towards another armed insurrection.
It wouldn't surprise me, Vicky. I mean, I'm not expecting it. I think that I think the heat of the moment has passed, and my hope, my belief, actually, is that it's going to gradually fade. I don't think that we're in for, you know, a civil war or a second insurrection, but God only knows. I mean, if Donald Trump is not prosecuted or and becomes a candidate for president again and starts really stirring this stuff up, you know, when Mussolini took over Italy, he had the support of fewer than 30% of the population. When Hitler took Germany, he had a little over a third of the vote.
Right. You know, and I'm in DuPage County, which is the home of Henry Hyde. Mm-hmm. And we now have a Democrat-controlled county board. I know every single person that was elected face-to-face and would vouch for them and would trust them with my life. But the people running the sheriff's department and the attorney's office are still the old guard. They're still the same people that railroaded a man named Rolando Cruz 25 years ago mm-hmm. for a murder he didn't commit. And it's the same people, and they're on the same agenda, and they play nice when it suits them. And right now they're feeling their power. And when you have sheriffs defying the will of the people in the legislation about the gun control, and which is a very basic gun control law that we passed here,
right.
That's really a breaking point for me. I was hopeful up until this happened.
Yeah.
And right now I'm legitimately scared.
Yeah. Well, the infiltration. I mean, this is what the Oath Keepers were all about: is having Nazi ideology, right wing ideology, infiltrate and people who hold that ideology infiltrate our police departments and
our military and our courts.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You know, they've been to a surprising extent successful in doing that. And it presents a real challenge, because when they don't break laws, but they hold these really toxic beliefs, you know, what can you do? On the other hand, like, you know, like you said, the sheriff's refusing to enforce gun laws, things like that. Maybe you would have, legally you would have some recourse, but it might be very, very difficult to exercise it. So I would not want to be on the county commission. Right now, it's got to be a tough
I don't
position.
Know what's going to happen. I know that ultimately good will prevail, but there might be a lot of problems in the meantime. Yeah. A lot of people I see getting hurt very possibly in the near future.
I'm with you. Vicky, thank you.
And it comes back to that lie. We've got to start dealing with the fact that it's a lie, and they lie without, you know, with impunity.
Yes. Well, it's, you know, Donald Trump's told 30,000 lies while he was president. We shouldn't be surprised that George Santos, you know, another elected Republican, lied about literally everything. Vicky, thank you for the call. Skip in Seattle. Hey, Skip, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Hey.
I would like to offer the idea that the other end of the gun problem is the culture that our men have been raised in for the past 40, 50 years. The television that we put on was studied by an epidemiologist at the University of Washington. His name is Brandon Centerwall, and he'd be a great guest on your program. But he compared the rate of crimes in the Union of South Africa and in Banff, Canada, which are isolated and had no television from America until we got it there. And within 10 years, their crime rate in every category mimicked ours. That was a long time ago, like, what, 20?
This is when television started spreading across South Africa and television started spreading across this little town in Canada?
Yeah, with American
content. Oh, with American content. Oh, okay.
Yes. So if anybody had nailed it, he did a long time ago, but it's not the kind of thing that's catchy. Right. And so if we could reform the FCC to make people do what they're supposed to do with their licenses and maybe talk about what's the cause of all this gun violence, which is part economic deprivation, part television and content, and part of the fact that one in three boys is raised without a father, which isn't a guarantee, but it seems to correlate that the disenfranchised male element, in fact, in Washington State, there's legislative piece right now to put forth a men and boys commission to study why they aren't doing so well.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon Centerwell nailed it a long time ago. It's just now that somebody might start looking backwards. Why do we have these problems? Because putting a gun control laws out there is like hoping that putting on a mask is going to cure.
Well, no. During the 10 years that we had the assault weapon ban, we had, you know, one mass shooting with an assault weapon. Since then, you know, we've just had an explosion of them. I tweeted that this morning in an old tweet from Hillary Clinton. Also, there have been numerous studies blowing up the myth that single mothers raising children, that the lack of a father in the household somehow screws up the kids. You know, yes, it's not as ideal as a situation where there are two parents, whether it's mom and dad or two moms or two dads, but that is largely discredited, Skip. But I get your point, and I don't disagree with it, and I think that our television has been problematic. Thanks for the call, Jackie in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Jackie, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I actually thanked the caller before me, and he kind of threw me off because he's taken a lot of my thunder the way I'm going to go. But I think American culture is toxic at this time, very toxic. And I do believe, bouncing off of what your other caller said, is what causes the violence in the U.S. Here's what I have to think about is American stress is anger expressed. Let that sink in for a minute. Can the topic of gun violence be fully understood when we only focus on the guns, the type of guns, and how many guns are there? I think we're running in circles. And
I don't think this is a cultural issue, Jackie. Canada has the same television, essentially, that we do. American television saturates Canada. They don't have the same problem we do with gun violence.
I don't really only focus on that. I do think your other caller brought in income disparity. And when people have that, then you have great fear. You have fear that you're not enough. You're not enough for yourself. You're not enough for your children. And when Americans have so much stress, they will express that. Their anger is expressed with their gun use.
No, I get that. And again, there are numerous studies indicating that inequality does lead to more violence in society. The United States is a more unequal society than Canada. And that's the one of those areas where you could say something unrelated to guns is related to gun violence. And I don't disagree with that. Jackie, it's hard to hear you on speakerphone like this, so I'm going to move along, but thank you for the call. Gloria in Forest Park, Illinois. Hey, Gloria, what's up?
I just have a quick question for you. Maybe you can answer me this. And it primarily has to do with the media.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it they keep talking about Trump and his he's leading on the Republican side, and it's always Trump, Trump, Trump? To me, it's like it's a game at this point where no one, this man will not be held accountable. So what am I missing with this?
I think it's a really good question, Gloria. I think it's like, you know, if we're visiting each other and you've come to my home for dinner and we're sitting in the dining room having dinner sitting around the table. And, the fluffy little dog comes in the room and wanders around and curls up in the corner. We just kind of ignore it, right? He doesn't represent any kind of problem or threat. On the other hand, if a large snake came into the room while we were having dinner, I think most of us couldn't take our eyes off it because it does represent a threat. And that, in my mind, is Donald Trump. That is why the media, that is why there's so much attention on these people. It's why the Nazis get so much attention. It's why the haters, the bigots get so much attention, because they represent a threat to society. And you just can't take your eyes away from a threat, from a danger. And sadly, the media is saying, okay, this will draw eyeballs. This draws attention. Thus, we make more money from it. So we're going to promote it.
Okay, and these guys get airtime.
That's right. So it's like, you know, if you were having dinner at my house and I got 10 cents every time you looked at the animal that just walked in, when the dog walks in and sits down in the corner, I might get 10 or 20 cents from you. When the snake comes into the room, I'd probably get a couple dollars from you. And that's exactly how it works on television. Is the more, you know, the more threat they can throw up, the more hysteria they can throw up, the more danger they can throw up, you know, on the screen, put up on the screen, the more money they make. And therein lies the tragedy. Gloria, thank you for the call. Tyrone in Brooklyn, in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And it's somewhat of what I'm talking about with this media. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. And the fact that we in this infotainment mindset that's running rapid, and they're downplaying, well, I've noticed the fact that they're downplaying the uses of these AR-15s and these automatic weapons against in these crimes. I don't know if they want to help out the gun lobby or the gun manufacturer. But I'm looking at them and I'm watching and I'm seeing how they down, if they're planning on downplaying how devastating the guns, these AR-15, now they got a junior 15, something for kids. And right. For the life of me, I don't understand what that's about. But we need to really pay attention, because I always say the media is the first of state. It tells us what to think and how to feel about the most drastic things that go on in our life. And if we don't pay attention that we're being told how to think and what to be concerned about, and it's only going to get worse for us.
Yeah,
it's only going to get worse for us.
I absolutely agree, Tyrone. And you know, we need to be calling it out. We need to be pointing it out. Yeah, spot on. And the fact that these weapons are so extraordinarily deadly and destructive. I mean, they just rip people's bodies apart. They, you know, many of the children in Uvalde, literally their heads were blown so apart so badly that they couldn't identify them. They had to use DNA. We need to talk more about that kind of thing. Tyrone, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back. It's 47 minutes past the hour. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America,
where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is the hidden history of the war on voting, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is the hidden history of monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see the hidden history of oligarchy, the rise of the hard right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential proteins and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Boosters, a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your dog's food for delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. Louise and I want our dogs Blue and Chewy to get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life, and we use Dynavite as a topper, and boy, do the dogs love it. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products, like our dogs have. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. 53 minutes past the hour. Dave in Ocean View, Hawaii. Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Hartman. How are you today?
I am well. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I am worried. What do you do? What are we going to do when the Republic breaks down on us?
What do you mean by breaks down?
Well, 100%, 99% of the Republicans are voting against raising taxes, taking away the cheats, all these things. And when we as a people here break down, our government breaks down, what are we going to do? This is a mess.
Well, what do you mean by breakdown, Dave? I mean, you know, Republicans opposed tax increases. That's not news. That's not the breakdown of society.
No, it isn't. But when we all have to listen every day to all the things that Donald Trump wants to do, wants to bring back.
Yeah, but that's not a breakdown of society either, Dave. I'm trying to understand your question so I can give you a thoughtful answer.
I have problems expressing it because I guess I'm one of the people in America that are afraid that once the Republicans completely take control of the House, the Senate, the presidency, I worked my entire life. You know, I mean, I fought for everything I own, everything I gained in my life, I worked for, and now I'm retired, and they want to take it away from me.
Yeah. We came close to this.
What will we all do when they do that?
Right. We came close to this with Donald Trump's effort to end our democracy and install himself as a dictator. And you know, 147 right. Republicans in Congress fully support that idea. And I think there is a threat in 2024. That particularly if these corporate prostitutes, these so-called problem solvers and no labels people field a candidate nationwide and they say they're going to, and if the Senate races go the wrong way, we could see Republican control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. And if that happens, I think that there is maybe a 20-40% chance even that. We're going to end up with some kind of a demagogue in the White House, and that will be the end of American democracy. If that happens, that's the breakdown of government and society. If that happens, then we need to be in the streets, you know, as is happening in countries around the world.
I'm not a pro-violence guy. So why aren't we in the streets now?
Because it hasn't happened right now.
When the war hits you in the face, it's too late.
Not always, number one. And number two, typically people respond to things rather than anticipate things. You do have people in the streets around issues, right? We had a lot of abortion protests over the last weekend as, you know, the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which we'll be talking about the next hour. But, you know, it tends to be issue specific. Dave, thank you for the call. We'll be right back. We're hitting the top of the hour here. Charles Sauer is going to drop by and explain to us how the Republicans can justify holding America hostage for the bills that Donald Trump ran up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/Tom.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.